Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week time. Remember, you can nominate a Kid of the Week to join us and be recognized just for being a good kid. A lot of ways to define that, but we love talking about good kids on this program. But doing it now since, I don't know, I think I started back in 2000 here. But I mean, doing it, you know, various places. I've been thrown out of forever, but on WGN, the best audience for Kid of the Week ever. Because they appreciate great kids, and here's one today. And this young man's name is Jacob Pollock, and his grandmother wanted us to recognize that he's just a good kid. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Has anyone ever called you sir before?
No.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird, right, when you're 10 to have somebody call you sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up, Jacob?
I'm not sure yet.
No, we're going to need an answer, Jacob.
I might want to work in my dad's construction business.
Oh, that's cool. So he builds businesses or homes, or what does he build?
Homes.
And that's kind of a cool job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever let you help him, or is it stuff that's kind of dangerous?
Yeah, one time he let me do demolition with him, which is a lot of fun.
Nice! What's better than tearing stuff down, buddy?
Not much. It's really fun.
Right, exactly. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Older or younger?
Older.
Are they good big brothers?
Yeah.
Do they let you hang out with them, or do they tell you to go away?
Most of the time they let me hang out with them, but sometimes, yeah.
How old are they?
They are 14 and 16.
Well, they better be nice to you. I mean, you're Jacob, for crying out loud. So it's three boys in the family, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Here's what your grandma wrote about you. Said you're president of student council. How are you president of student council at 10 years old?
Our school in fifth grade has a Democratic election, and I won.
Now, and this was straight votes, right? This wasn't an electoral college kind of thing?
No, straight votes.
Straight votes? Okay, good. It says you're involved in the philanthropy fair at school. Do you know what philanthropy is?
It's giving back to people who need it.
And what's the philanthropy fair, the professional speaker tried to say? Is that where everybody has to come up with a project where they give back?
Well, there's a philanthropy club at school, and everybody in the philanthropy club at school basically puts up a station, and they sell stuff and then donate it to a charity.
What did you sell?
I sold, like, baked goods.
You bake them yourself?
No.
Well, it's good. I like your honesty as well. Also, caring deeply about helping people and always wanting to make a difference in a positive way in people's lives. Where do you think that inspiration comes from? Is that somebody in your family that you really look up to?
My parents.
So they taught you to be a good kid?
Yeah.
And who's Popsy?
Popsy's my grandpa.
You know what's funny about that is my granddaughter, Abigail Grace, calls me Popsy. I mean, like, you're Popsy and me. We're like the only two. And you know why? Because Popsies are cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, you sound like a fabulous kid. What do you do for fun?
I like to play basketball, watch YouTube, play with friends.
Now, when you watch YouTube, what do you watch?
Some games I play, like video games, fishing, basketball.
You ever try to teach Popsy how to play those?
No.
Yeah, because he probably isn't very good at video games, right? I mean, between you and me. Probably beat him pretty good. And when you're hanging out with your brothers, do you play basketball with them?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Are they pretty good?
Yeah, they're pretty good at basketball.
Yeah.
How are you, Jacob? What's your strength? You got a big three-point shot? Good ball handler?
I play center, so I'm good at driving to the basket.
How tall are you?
My family's tall.
Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
At 10 years old?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to start calling you Shaq. Do you know who Shaq is?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll give your grandma a hug. And
they call him Sunshine. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, why is that, by the way?
That's just what my grandma's always called me.
Because you make her happy.
Right? Did she sing the You Are My Sunshine song? He doesn't know
what?
That song. That song, You Are My Sunshine, does your grandma sing it to you?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah, it's the best.
See, you outed him. He didn't want his friends to know.
Well, it's okay.
Now he's so tall, he blocks out the sun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding.
Grandma.
Is your dad tall?
Yeah, my parents are very tall.
So over 6 feet?
My mom is 5'9", and my dad's 6'4", 6'5".
Wow. Yeah, you're going to be a tall dude.
Yeah. You can play volleyball, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be one tall kid. Anyway, it's nice to have you on the show, and we're going to give you something for being on the show. What are we giving him, Super Joe? What would you like to give our friend Jacob? an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews to take his friends? No? That wouldn't work?
No, we got an app gift card and a Lou Malnati's gift card for young Jacob.
But if he wanted to go to the Julie Andrews thing, he could?
I was planning on giving that away later in the week.
Okay. You probably don't need to see Julie Andrews, huh, Jacob?
We give that to his grandma.
Take grandma.
Yeah.
Lou Malnati's, you get the pizza, plus they give you a gift card, an app, go get yourself a new pair of headphones or whatever. But anyway, thanks for being a great kid.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for being on. That's Jacob. We like Jacob. You know, he's president of the student council.
Man.
I'm still not sure it was an electoral college victory. We haven't seen the total vote count yet.
No, I don't think it was, Steve.
You know what I should have asked him? If he heard what happened on Jeopardy yesterday.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'll bring it up.
6:51, and thanks to all the listeners who texted, and we appreciate it. Here's somebody who thinks I feel guilty, and I did, you know, for some people I did, but it says, Steve, I want to give you a big hug. Listen, hugs from listeners are always good. Some of you hold on a little too long.